Noise nuisance.
Hi there, thanks for listening to our podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about noisenuisance.org, which is a service that helps people with neighbour noise issues. Noisenuisance.org has been around for a few years now, advising people suffering from a whole range of different neighbour noise problems. So anything from loud music, poor sound insulation between flats, barking dogs, to noisy pups. They also provide noise investigation training to professional officers, noise investigating officers, and advice on legal notices. Noisenuisance.org was set up originally because it was recognised that there was a lack of practical information being provided by the bodies who are responsible for protecting people from noise. Specifically, local authorities, landlords, social landlords. There were also grumbles about the service that these bodies provided. People were upset with the length of time it takes to sort out a noise problem and didn't fully understand the noise investigation process and what they had to do. Now, once you get an understanding of these issues and what is required of you, your noise problem can be sorted out much more quickly. Having an understanding of the law also helps. So the laws of nuisance and statutory nuisance have been formed over centuries and take a great deal of knowledge and experience if you are going to navigate them successfully. Having that expertise, noisenuisance.org is able to help steer you on the right path. So we do this via a website and a membership service. So anyone suffering from a noise issue can get access to hundreds of resources and some really useful tips and tricks on how to solve your noise problem. You also get access to a qualified professional who will try to answer any questions that you have directly. So normally we do that by email, but if you are using the member service, what I'd recommend is that you also provide your telephone number, as sometimes it's just a whole lot easier to have a chat. And when we do that, we can sometimes pick up information that will lead to some crucial advice being made. For example, I was chatting to one gentleman the other day who said that he'd been relaying information to the enforcement officers about his health issues. And he had multiple health issues, thinking that this would engage the officer and the council into action a lot more quickly. However, doing that may have been counterproductive, especially if he gave the impression that he was overly sensitive. As a result, we were able to steer him away from doing this and provide him with tips that would help his cause and not hinder it. Noisenuisance.org helps the whole community. Individuals, families, relatives of family members even, clubs and businesses, virtually anyone who is affected by a noise nuisance issue. Another case last week involved a lady who was running a business based in an office. She contacted us saying that the council were not able to help her with her noise problem as the issue wasn't covered by the legislation. In fact, it is and should have been investigated. So noisenuisance.org drafted her a letter which included the information that she needed to get her issue resolved. And I'm glad to say that it's now being addressed. Now, if you want us to help you with your noise issue, or just want to find out more about noisenuisance.org, come and visit us at our website, which is, of course, www.noisenuisance.org.